friends. Welcome to Sips of Sunshine, the podcast hosted by Amy Ogden. Sips of Sunshine is a place to share inspiration, positivity, and fresh ways of thinking. Thanks for listening. If you enjoy today's episode, please share this sip of sunshine with someone you love. And now, on to today's podcast.
Hey everyone, it's Amy. Thanks for tuning in to the Sips of Sunshine podcast. I'm so happy to have you here today. I'm going to just dive right into today's topic because it's one that I've been really excited to share with you. It's been so interesting to me. You know, I've been having conversations with friends in all different places of life recently, and there's been this topic that just keeps coming up. And when things like that happen, when a topic just keeps coming up in either my world or with the people I talk to, that's always kind of my sign. I'm like, okay, you got to talk about this. You got to blog about it, you know, tell your story. So I was at breakfast recently with a really good friend of mine. And I don't even know how we kind of got here, but we were just talking about career and life and friends and, you know, the thing we all do, which is like where we compare ourselves to others and just all these things. And sort of out of nowhere, I just knew I had to ask her this question. And I said, do you feel safe? Like, do you feel safe in life? Do you feel safe, you know, in your place in the world and in career? And that was when, you know, I think we both kind of struck a nerve. And, you know, she was really honest with me. And she was like, in some ways, yeah, but in some ways, no, I really don't. And I have so much compassion and empathy for what she said and where she was coming from, because I have felt the same way so many times during my adulthood. So today's blog post, or a blog post that is now a podcast, the subject of this is that you're safe. And it's hard sometimes with Sips of Sunshine because I feel like I just say things, right? It's like, well, you're safe, okay? So just know you're safe. And like, that's hard because those are just words. And I wish so badly that you could believe the truth as much as I know the truth to be true. But you are safe. You are universally protected and cared for. And so I really started to think more back to my, really like my 20s and 30s and how I felt unsafe in the world, because I did. And it's not an overnight change. There are times when I still do in certain ways. But I took some time and I really thought back, and I've talked a lot about my 20s and 30s on Sips of Sunshine. That's a big part of the mission of this. And I, you know, I remember I spent years just like teetering on this edge of feeling like I could just lose it all at any moment, that I don't even know how to describe it. I felt like everyone else in the world was just killing it at life and had everything figured out, and that I was always just sort of feeling my way through a dark room filled with furniture and just trying not to like bang my knee or fall over. And I was always also just worried. I had this very interesting fear that I would make one wrong decision. You know, I would do one thing at work that would not be a good decision or the best decision, or I would do one thing in a relationship or something. But I always had this fear that I would make one wrong decision that would just set off this like domino, like this house of cards, and just everything would be gone overnight. It was such as like a scary place to live, just always feeling like I wasn't safe. And, you know, I started Sips of Sunshine, the blog and the podcast, to be the sunshine that I needed over those years. For so long, I needed someone to tell me, like, girl, you're okay. Like, first of all, no one has it all figured out. Second of all, you're not perfect. And even if you do something that maybe isn't like the most perfect ever, it's fine. You're going to be okay. And just no one was ever there to say these things to me. And the reason why, it's not because no one cared or wanted to be there for me. It was because I came across as just so confident and just like I had it all together that no one ever thought I needed a word of confidence or encouragement or a promise of stability and prosperity. And so, you know, I really kept a lot of this stuff to myself. And so I have to believe that if I was keeping all of these things to myself, that someone somewhere right now is listening to this and they're scared to death. And maybe they don't even know why, because I didn't know why. I just knew that I always felt like I was one mistake away from like the bottom dropping out and losing everything. My money, my reputation, my relationships, my status, my home, my stability, my future potential. I mean, and so I just have to know, I know I'm not any different than any of you. And I have to know that someone somewhere right now is hearing this and they're like, yeah, I feel really unsafe and I don't know why. And you know who you are. And what's crazy about this is you're probably the one in your friend group that people come to. You're probably the one that everyone thinks has it all figured out, because somehow those of us who look and act the most put together are oftentimes the ones that on the inside are like, oh man, I hope I don't totally screw this up. And, you know, little does everyone know who looks up to you as this incredible, smart, strong, successful person, that you sometimes feel like you're teetering on the brink and comparing yourself to others and holding your breath and waiting for the other shoe to drop every single day. So if this sounds familiar, I'm here today to tell you the truth. And the truth is, I was always safe. I'm safe today, and you are too. And it's only because of the gifts of time and experience that I know this. I've lived enough to not only in my own life, but watch others. You know, I've had so many times in my life where a friend has had something happen that I thought to myself, not, I didn't say it to them, but, you know, I thought to myself like, oh man, this is bad. You know, this is bad. This is it. They're going to lose it all, whether that was like their reputation in their industry or their, financial and home life stability, whatever. And it's never happened. I don't know anyone who's had a bad thing happen. And you guys, I know people who've had bad things happen. I have friends who've gone to prison for 10 years. I mean, I know people who have had bad things happen and they are living really great lives. And so, you know, it's just this gift of time and experience that I've seen it happen to myself and others where the worst case scenario wasn't that bad. And 99% of the time they worried about things that never even happened. That's more my case. You know, I think I spent so many years worried about things that just never even happened. And so in the spirit of sharing and transparency, what I want to do today on this podcast is share a few real life examples in my life of where I have felt unsafe, and kind of take you back to some of those moments and then tell you what I know now and what I want you to know. So this first one is a story that I've told a few times because it's just, for me, a very pivotal one. When I was in my 20s, I was really unhappy at my job and I didn't want to live in Jacksonville, Florida anymore. I moved to Jacksonville, just a little context. I'm from Seattle, but I moved to Jacksonville to go to college. Went to the University of North Florida and then started my career there and ended up staying until my early 30s, which was not the plan. I actually just thought I was going to go to Jacksonville for a summer, lay at the beach, have a lot of fun, and then go back to Seattle and go to the University of Washington. So here I am. I'm in my late 20s. I've been in Jacksonville for several years at this point, and I was really unhappy at my job, and I didn't want to live in Jacksonville anymore, and I really truly just, it wasn't that complicated. I wanted to quit my job and move to a bigger city. And I randomly had chosen cities like Atlanta, Boston, Chicago, and Austin as sort of places I was looking at. I looked at others. I think I looked at Charlotte. And mostly I would pick places just being like, oh, I know someone who lives there or, you know, whatever. I hadn't even been to some of these cities. But I just felt so unsafe. I had this huge anxiety that if I even looked for a job, that somehow my current boss would find out and I would like be reprimanded for looking or for just even like being open to it. She was very strong on loyalty, and that would have come across, I thought, as disloyal. I worried that if I moved to a new city, that I would be like alone, you know, I wouldn't make enough money. I wouldn't be able to afford an apartment. I wouldn't make friends. I mean, I just didn't feel like the universe had my back. I felt like this, you have to understand, I know I read this now as a 40-something woman who's really proud of the life she's built. But in my 20s, you guys, like, I made so little money. I was so underpaid. So it's not like I had like a bunch of money to like quit my job and move to a city and put a down payment on an apartment. I mean, I truly could barely pay my bills and stay out of debt. So it also just felt like, you know, yeah, sure, let me also like fly a rocket ship to the moon. And what's so funny to me, though, is what I know now with the gift of time and perspective is I would have been just fine. There were a million better paying and probably better fitting jobs for me out there. I would have not only survived, but I would have thrived in another city. And truly, and I mean it, if I could go back in time, I would have done it. I would have quit my job and moved. And of course, you know, people always say, but then you wouldn't be where you are today. Totally. Who knows where I would be, but I could also be in a phenomenal place that's just different than this, you know? And I'm not a believer in the whole no regrets thing. I definitely have regrets. And one of my biggest ones is that, and it was because I just didn't feel like I would be okay. I didn't feel like I would be safe. And I didn't trust enough in myself to know that I couldn't fail. Failing for me just isn't even like on the wheel of possibilities, you know? So here's what I want you to know from this one. If there's a truth sitting on your soul, a thing you know you need to do in your life, then you have to do it. You're going to be okay. You are safe. You won't be a failure. You won't be homeless. You won't be broke. You won't be alone. If there is a truth sitting on your soul, a thing you know you need to do in your life, you need to do it. The second one, you know, it's interesting. I get really personal on this podcast. But I don't talk a ton about love and dating, and maybe I'll talk more about it over time. It's just an area that I keep pretty private, but I'm going to talk about it today. When I was in my 20s and 30s, I felt very unsafe in relationships. I've been in love 5 times. I've had 5, like, long-term, you know, years-long, amazing boyfriends, like, so lucky, and amazing guys, like incredible guys. But there was one, early on, and he just did a number on me. He was this like handsome, funny pediatrician. We met at a bookstore one day. I'm going to do a podcast another time about the importance of human connections and meeting people in public and emotional bids, because I feel like with technology, we have just completely lost that human connection muscle. But we met at a bookstore. He started chatting with me, and that was it. And I fell hard and fast. Probably the most whirlwind, like just tumble off the side of the cliff, fall in love feeling I've ever had. And I was just sure he would be my husband. And he broke up with me. I was in finishing up college when we met. It was like my last year of school. And I spent a summer in France, in the south of France, in Aix-en-Provence. And he broke up with me on voicemail. I won't go into it, but it was horrible to have your boyfriend break up with you on voicemail while you're away for the summer. And I couldn't even talk to him about it or deal with it. And I was standing in a train station somewhere in the south of France. I think it was Paris, but to be honest, I'm not totally sure. But I'm standing in this train station listening to my voicemail on the payphone, and he's breaking up with me on voicemail. And I was staring at the tile floor, and I can still see the tile floor. It was this, like, mostly white tiles with these little black tiles kind of interspersed. And I remember saying to myself while the message was still playing, I will never love someone more than they love me ever again. And that began my journey of feeling very unsafe in love. And I spent the next many years in love and with boyfriends and committed loving relationships and living with my boyfriend. But I always made sure that wherever he was, I was like half a step behind, because I would never be ahead of someone else again when it came to love. And that was that. And, you know, thanks to the work of my life coach and just some time and maturity and life experience, I know that I was wrong. That being a half a step behind someone in love doesn't keep you safe. It kind of keeps you lonely in that relationship, because you never truly are all in, not only for that other person, but for yourself. And so over time, it's been like chipping away at a boulder. This was not an overnight shift at all. What I now know is that love is risky, but a risk is different than things being unsafe. I am safe to love. I am safe to fall in love wholly. And I can be safe in falling in love and also be taking the risk that it might not work out at the same time. And so that's what I want you to know. If you are in any way struggling with feeling safe in loving relationships, dating, commitment, things like that, I get it. It's risky and it can feel unsafe, but those are two different things. So accept that it's risky, but don't hold back because you feel unsafe. I didn't do myself any favors by holding back. And then the third example I want to share with you, also just to get, this is all during my 20s and 30s is where I'm pulling a lot of this from. I'm only 42, so I'm sure at some point I'll be like, in my 40s, I felt this way. Like, I have not figured it all out, you guys. I'm just sort of giving you the rearview mirror that I have now and sharing from those two decades. In my 20s and 30s, I assumed everyone I knew was making more money than me, living more abundant lives than me, had more certainty about their future than me, that they didn't lay awake at night worrying and obsessing that one misstep could derail their future. I just had this constant thread of like not good enough and fear running through me. I had this bizarre fear that I would be found out. And I still to this day, I'm like, what do I think people are going to find out? Like, even with Sips of Sunshine, sometimes I'll think like, oh man, I'm going to be found out, not, you know, that I'm not this like always 100% of the time happy, inspirational, glass half full girl. Cause I'm not. I have bad moods and I can be just a straight up B sometimes. And I'm a normal human and I don't have it all figured out. But yeah, this whole being found out thing was always a big thing for me. I think also in career, I remember when I was younger, I had a really big role at the company I was at in my 20s for a young person. I had a very important big role and I was always like, oh God, I can't wait till someone finds out. I have no idea what I'm doing, you know? And I had this thing where I just felt like everyone else in the world was like hopping on some easy breezy, like success train. And I was just running into the train station as the train pulled away every single time. And I just sort of spent so many years comparing myself to the made up stories that I made up about other people's lives and happiness. And what I know now is that absolutely no one has it all figured out, you guys. Like, everyone, and I mean everyone, I'm talking Oprah, you know, like wakes up each morning going, well, hope I don't screw this up. Like, we're all just figuring it out. And so this thing we do of comparing, what I know for sure there is that's just a dangerous, dangerous game. And what I want you to know is that, first of all, everyone is not slaying the game around you while you feel like you're constantly having to struggle and try. And in fact, they probably look up to you and you don't even know it. They think you have it all figured out. And the thing with success is it's not specific. Success is fluid. It has a million definitions. Something I've really been working on over the past year or two is redefining what success means in my life. And a big part of that has come from this blog and podcast and my talks and the speaking I do. That feels really successful, you know, in so many ways. So I think finding peace and happiness and figuring out your place in the world, like, that feels really successful. So those are just a few examples of times in my life. And when I say times, I mean complete and utter multiple decades that took over my life, where I felt unsafe. I felt unsafe in making a career switch. I felt unsafe in love and relationships. I felt unsafe just like in like stability in life and financial stability. And so I get it. And if you're listening to this right now and you have any feelings of like that, I just want you to know you're not alone. I really get it. So I'm going to leave you with this. And I really want you to hear this. You are safe. The universe is conspiring daily on your behalf. You would have to try to fail. And I mean this. I want you to hear that again. You would have to try to fail. You would have to make a lot of really bad, intentional life choices for things to not work out. The mere fact that you listen to this podcast tells me that you fall into the type of person who just naturally is going to be okay because you care enough to always be exploring and learning, right? It's been a crazy few months, and there have been a few people that I know or know of who passed away unexpectedly. And I think in times like that, you really remember that, you know, tomorrow isn't promised, and you just have nothing to lose. So I'm going to say it one last time. You are safe. The universe is conspiring daily on your behalf. You would have to try to fail. So if there's something sitting on your heart, if there's someone you need to love, if there's you that you need to love, do it, because you're really, really safe. Thanks so much for listening, you guys. It means the world to me that you're a part of this, and I love getting all of your notes and emails and text messages, so please keep those coming. If you feel like this message should be shared with someone you know, please do. If you hit those little three dots on the podcast, share is an option. You can just text it to someone. That would be very cool, because the goal of this is to share this message with the people who need to hear it. And I don't care about numbers. I just want to know it's getting into the right hands. And as always, you are loved and you are important and you are meaningful. And I know it, and I hope you know it. And until next time, thanks for listening.
You've just listened to the Sips of Sunshine podcast with your host, Amy Ogden. Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or Google Play, and be sure to visit sipsofsunshine.com for more inspiration. See you at the next episode.